Podtacular, episode 218, Customs and Creations, your episode for March 1st, 2010. Everybody, welcome to another episode to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. If you already didn't know, we're having episode 218, the Custom and Creation Show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What up? As always, I am your host, G. Lewis.
I am Beth Storm.
And I am Brent Gamer.
I go first this time. Tonight's gonna be a retarded night.
Oh man, we were so close.
I feel sorry for everybody who owns a fat PS3 like myself.
Yeah.
As you already understand, today has been a very sad day. We need to have a candlelight vigil. We will be doing this Friday at 7 on Skype.
So. Please explain the fat PS3 problem for those of
us. We don't know. No, Sony doesn't even know. They're just like, it's not working. We don't know what the problem is. It's just not working. Don't turn it on, or you might have a bomb shelter.
But explain what's going on for those who don't have a PS3.
They are not turning on. There's some kind of issue that they don't even work. There comes up. It's like the red ring of death, but it's the blue clock of shame. I don't know what it is. It's just some mess up within the OS. I don't know. It thinks it's the 29th, but it's not. Of February, but it's not the 20th of February, so it thinks the world ended yesterday or something, or I don't know.
Right. It's basically just the day after tomorrow for your PS3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Sony, this is not official, but Sony will be having a recall and be giving all of us PS3 Slims. Woo! That's what I heard.
Oh, yeah. Not really. That's not going to happen.
And this is an official word from Sony.
By the time you hear this, the issue will have been fixed.
Yeah, so this is
so don't worry about it. Yeah.
So don't worry about it. If you don't know, this is your first time hearing it. So. Obviously, you don't go to Joystick or Kotaku.
Yeah. Or you should.
Or Brent's daily minute podcast. Or
we whatever. Need to set up the PS3 Fat Relief Fund. Where people can text, like, PHAT to, like,
555-25.
And, like, it'll automatically donate $10
to
me.
Don't text to that number, I think
don't text
number.
To that, because that's
an actual number.
That's probably an actual number. In fact, so I know it's an actual number. Don't text it to that. That's a joke. But do send me $10 if you want to.
If you were thinking about doing that, you can PayPal all those your $10 to BrentGamer@gmail.com. Yep.
In fact, if you want to give me more than $10, feel free to do that, too.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be $10. It could be $20.
For
it could be 100. Like, you want to send 10 C notes my way? All right.
It could be $1,000,000.
Yeah.
Or a Starbucks gift card works too.
Who wants to?
Yeah, I'll take a Starbucks gift card. Like, at this point, I will take anything.
Anyway. Welcome to the Halo podcast.
Well, that's kind of what this is.
Yeah, yes. I mean, that's
what we're talking about.
The Customs and Creations podcast.
That's what I signed up for.
What are you talking about? Is it in the PS3 podcast? Oh, I went to the wrong.
PS3 fan?
I called the wrong fan. Oh,
geez. This isn't the Chile Relief Fund podcast?
It's Chile.
I know.
Chile.
You can call it the tiny or the smallest tsunami ever podcast.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder how much money
the
was wasted.
Was big.
That's what she said. Hey-o.
That's not really.
I love how more people are worried about their PS3 not working today than they were about the tsunami. As far as gamers go.
As far as the internet. Like, it's on CNN. It's everywhere.
I don't know. I don't think I fall into that category because I watched the news about it for at least 2 hours.
Yeah.
On Saturday.
What, on Chile?
On the whole tsunami and earthquake.
You could have been playing your PS3 before it died today.
But I like new some gamers that are like, don't get your feet wet. Tsunami's coming. But then like the PS3 news came out and they're like, it's the end of the world. I can't play Valkyria Chronicles today. It's awful.
Dude, that would suck if, like, if Final Fantasy came out tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. If it came out today, it didn't work.
People would be going insane.
Xbox 360 users would be like, yep,
no,
who's
no,
playing
they'd be,
Final
they'd be,
Fantasy 13 first?
They would be going out and buying Xboxes that night. It would be like, the biggest spike for Xbox ever. 2 million copies were sold.
Final Fantasy.
How do you have copies of hardware? It's called
2,000 pieces of units.
Units. Pieces of units. Just units.
Pieces of units.
Pieces of units.
There like are pieces in a unit.
Just like Pieces of Me, that song. You know how that goes. Since you've been gone. That's what all the PS3 owners have been singing today.
Oh, yeah. They're all sitting around on like around campfires singing Kumbaya.
Like, Kumbaya. My Yucky Shen. Kumbaya.
My Sony.
Anyway.
Remember when we were playing Metal Gear Solid together? This was great.
Yeah, like 10 years ago. We
remember
were so...
Metal Gear Solid Online? Remember that game?
Remember Uncharted?
I'm glad you remember because I don't.
We were supposed to meet up on Mag tonight too.
Yeah, we're going to play one of those 120 player games. Now we can't do it.
I miss my Bayonetta.
I mean, you could do it if you got a PS3 Slim, but...
Yeah, but not a fat version like myself.
Actually, I heard the PS3 version of Bayonetta was kind of the inferior version.
Yeah.
Like, if you had a choice between the Xbox 360 version and the PS3 one, go with the Xbox 360 one.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it had some sort of, like...
On the Blu-ray disc?
Yeah, like, it had some issues with, like, the way it displayed. Like, there were,
screen
like, frame rate issues or something. Screen tearing, yeah, on the PS3 version.
Which I've never noticed a screen tearing before, I guess.
Now, it's the other way around for Final Fantasy 13. Like, I saw comparison screens, and the PS3 version was by far the best version for that.
Is that what you're going to be buying?
Final Fantasy has been on the PS3 and been developed for the PS3.
You have a PS3, Brett?
Yeah, I got a PS3 Slim. I can be playing right now.
But you can't, Greg. You can't. Because you bought the fatty.
Yep.
Fatty.
That's what you get for dating fatties, Greg.
Oh.
I'm not calling your girlfriend fat. I'm calling your PS3 fat.
I was about to say, you better take that back.
I take it back. Your girlfriend is a nice lady. Your PS3 sucks.
You have the inferior.
You have the inferior PS3.
Anywho, so let's get on with the random frags.
Oh, boy.
Okay, do it.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
What's this first one?
Dusty.
Okay. Joseph Kennedy writes in, "Hey, Potek, I've been listening since episode 205, and I was wondering if this is where you post the random facts." Well,
yep.
We're reading it, so the answer would be yes.
You made it. You found it. Good job.
If so, keep on fragging trucks that chase Chuck Norris, who is chasing Jerome, who is yelling, Wait, you do it, Brent.
I protect particular employees and particular property.
Shout out to G. Lewis, Thestorm, and Brent Gamer.
Brent Gamer.
Hey. I wonder if anybody's ever going to get it right. Like, Brent Gamer is all one word.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have a problem with it, but I'm just waiting for it to
say. I thought it was space.
Dusty wrote it in two words, too.
I write it in two words.
It's one word with the B and the G capitalized. I mean, I'm fine. I've actually thought about paying the $10 to get it changed to where it is two words. So, I mean, it's fine.
So if anybody wants to donate $10 to the Brent needs to change his gamertag fund, text 5555 to Brent Gamer 25556, and he will get the $10. First person to do it, get a shout out.
Yep, gets a shout out from me and my.
Don't do that. I'm kidding again. I'm kidding again. Don't do that.
I actually have a lot of regrets about my gamertag. It's not cool like, you know, Dust Storm or even like G Lewis or some of the more creative ones out there like Immortal.
What the hell is? How is mine created?
I know.
Well, I mean, it's like a letter.
I think mine was
like
created.
That's awesome. Like, mine is just my first, or actually my middle name, but the name I go by, and then Gamer. That's, like, boring.
My,
like,
mine's my name, first Brent? Name with the first
what do you do, Gamer?
On, then Storm.
What do you do?
Yeah,
I'm with Gamer.
Cool. You're like, dude, I'm like Dustin. But at night, I am Dust Storm.
No, this is what you have to do. You have to change your real name to – you have to change your real last name to Gamer. That's what you have to do.
That's what I was thinking. That would be like I am so into games that I decided to change my last name to Gamer.
Mr. Gamer.
In case there was any, you know, doubt.
Dr. Gamer to the OR, please. Dr. Gamer.
Paging Dr. Gamer. Dr. Gamer.
I bet the people in that hospital would not get that.
That would be the infantry ward. That's me working. Oh, the infinity ward.
Paging Dr. Gamer. I'm playing Final Fantasy 27.
I'm a PS fat.
The PS3 broke down again today after 13 years of leap year problems.
Sony have decided to condemn all of the PS3s and start over. The next ones will actually be George Foreman's with chips inside of them, and they will cook your paninis at the same time.
I love paninis.
I know they're good.
I love George Foreman. I love paninis. You know, you bring the two together. It's awesome. It's called a
PS3 fat.
PS3 fat.
It's going to make you fat, and it is fat.
As long as you don't want to play it on March 1st of 2010, you're fine. Like,
so it's not PlayStation, it's Fat Station.
PlayStation 3, it does everything.
Except,
except work on March 1st.
Except worse, yeah.
except work one day out of the year for 3 years.
Oh, boys. Okay, next one we got Aswell Fit, and he writes two again. I don't know why. Anyway, his first one is, not sure if you're on my friends list or not, Brent, but if you add me, and when you want to play Halo, invite me. If you're online 9 times out of 10, I'll play. That should have been a PM, but that works. Number two, Brent, the game you were talking about is about New Zealand story came out about 1988, which is the year I was born, because my mom used to sneak into my room and play. Oh, that's weird. And play it on my Omega when I was 3, and the bird you play as is called a kiwi, and he shoots a bow and arrow. Yeah. It's like Banjo and Kazooie.
Not really. Anyway, yeah, that thing he's talking about is the Amiga. I don't remember who brought out the Amiga, but it was like a, if I remember right, it was kind of like a Commodore 64.
Mm.
So, yeah, it's pretty great stuff. New Zealand story is awesome, and yeah, I'll play with you if I'm online on my Xbox 360. And you want to play like Halo 3 matchmaking? That'd be great. I'll play.
But not on your PS5.
We should get some playing on, because I need to play a little more matchmaking.
I feel like I host a Halo podcast, and I don't play Halo.
Tomorrow.
We should play. Over spring break, we should play.
I will be on Bad Company tomorrow, so yeah.
Anyway. Actually, that's an issue, because I won't have my 360 over spring break.
Why? Were you going back home?
I'm heading up to Cancun! No, I'm joking.
Oh, you are?
I'm actually
Brent coming in from Cancun.
This is Brent live from South Padre Island. What's going on?
Brent! Pod tagging the spring break!
Everybody, no, I'll actually be home during spring break, and I won't be taking my Xbox. If I take anything, it's going to be my PS3 to play Final Fantasy 13.
Dang you.
But I'm not gonna have access to, you know, any reliable internet connection.
Okay.
So that sucks.
We'll work something out, though.
Yeah.
Maybe this week.
We should have played today when the PS3 broke down.
Should have been
I've been doing a
joyous occasion.
I've been doing homework most of the day.
Yeah.
Sure.
Now that they test on Thursday, which is really going to suck.
He was drinking, let's be honest.
Yeah.
That was Dusty.
He's chowing down on those Birrios. It's like Cheerios, except
wait. You are a male.
Yeah.
And you like, what do you like then? And don't tell me. Don't
I like tell chicks.
Me. Mike's hard ice.
Wait. Oh, okay.
Wait, what?
He doesn't want to say what he likes. He's too embarrassed.
Oh, Justin?
Margaritas, screwdrivers.
Oh, you would. Okay, anyway. Go for Jonna. Go for
what?
Next.
I can't speak to it. Jonah Pandalord. Hey guys, just wanted to formally apologize to Chucky J because my friend the dead turkey was being a d, and I also want to apologize to Dusty for having to edit the word d out of the podcast possibly. oh, good job. And now Dustin can edit it out twice. Well, that's all, and keep fragging news that contain Chuck Norris and Fart Juice in there. Keep fragging's Chris.
Chuck Norris is fart. I don't like the fart juice.
There are ways to use
you
that word.
Even, you didn't even ways. Think about it until afterwards. He said, until you had to edit the word,
Yeah, I didn't. Honestly, I didn't think about it.
I don't have to edit it until you told me to.
Wait, shoot.
Yeah, I try to read over the curse words.
To be fair, he could have been talking about Dick Van Dyke.
I mean, he could have been, or Richard.
Like Dick Cheney?
Which is...
you don't get bleeped out every time you say Dick Cheney.
Yeah. There's a segment on...
Yeah, you could just put Cheney at the end of each time you said Dick.
Yeah.
Cheney, see?
Dude, I have a humongous Dick Cheney.
Do the next one, Dusty.
Okay. XDestef117X writes in, hey guys, it's his name, I'm not going to say it again, here for a sub. I just wanted to say that Jerome's banhammer came down on my file share, and now it's banned.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Tell us what for.
Sad face. Shout-outs to Dusty, Brent, Jonah Pandalore, Chucky J.
Spelled it wrong.
And the person that makes Potekler awesome, G. Lewis. P.S. I changed my gamer tag from IJLK to XDestef117X.
Wasn't it the Steph before you made it IJLK?
I don't know.
I think it was.
I thought I'd heard that name before.
Yeah, I think he had it before.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's got enough $10, Brent. You should take his lead.
Yeah, I need that $10. You'll get that gamer tag changed immediately.
Or you should
before someone else gets it.
I actually bought some point cards recently that I'm thinking about changing my gamer tag up a little bit.
What?
Yeah.
What?
It's still gonna have Duststorm in it, but I'm gonna.
It's just gonna have significantly less numbers.
Yes.
Mine's just straight up G Lewis.
But see, I can't get Dust Space Storm or Dust Storm all as one word because apparently they've already been taken and banned. Or something. So, yeah. It really sucks. Because I want like Dust Space Storm, but it just sucks. I might make the O in Storm a zero or something.
You can put Pod.
Oh, don't do that.
I was thinking of actually doing about Pod.
You could do Destrom, like everybody else types your name half the time.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Next we got from B-Porce. He writes, hey, PodTech. My interwebs are working, so here's my top 10. Sly Cooper, which I've never played. Animal Crossing, which I don't like. Super Smash Brothers. Half-Life, Gary's mod. Halo, Halo 2, Halo 3. ODST and Halo Wars. It's kind of a week late. But by the way, I've been working for 3 years to get Halo 3, including having to first get a 360. But it paid off. Suck it, PS3. Yes. Anywho, Animal Crossing and Crash and Half-Life or Pimp and Sly Cooper is Pwnage. If you don't know what they are, look them up. Anyway, go frag some noobs over harvesting the oceans and reducing the gooba fish population.
Well, something tells me that B-Porce is a youngin.
I believe.
Considering his, you know, top choices are Halo and Animal Crossing, along with Sly Cooper. Because those came out, you know, fairly recently. It was the 2000s.
Rain likes Animal Crossing and Halo, so I don't know.
Animal Crossing's all right, but I mean...
Animal Crossing's all right.
And I mean, when your top 10 consists solely of those,
I mean,
you're probably a youngin'. You probably grew up as a child in the 2000s.
You're probably a redneck, let's be honest.
Yeah. If you like Super Smash Brothers and Animal Crossing, you...
I like Super Smash Brothers.
I like Super Smash Brothers, too.
Do you like Animal Crossing?
Yeah.
It's okay. Animal Crossing. I mean, I'd play it, but it's not something it wouldn't be one of my top choices to play.
You know what's coming out soon? No. The remakes of Pokemon Gold and Silver for DS.
Oh, yes, I saw those.
I love some Pokemon.
I am very tempted on buying a DS.
I will just buy...
I'm buying a DS.
I have two DSs. I'll buy the newest Pokemans. I've already played those and beat those. Why do I want to play them and beat them again? With high res graphics.
It came out in like 2000, I think.
Yeah,
the original too.
Yeah, but I beat them already.
But there's
I beat them, but I don't remember them. Like, I don't remember what happened. It would still be fun to go back and play it for the, you know,
you have to go to Kanto and Juno or Johto.
Johto.
Johto, yeah. I remember the Johto League, yeah.
Yeah, so you have to do
both. I remember, can I tell a story real quick?
This one was a lot easier.
Yeah. Actually, I can't tell this story because it's not safe for the podcast. I'll tell you guys later.
Okay, it'll be...
It's kind of about Pokemans, but...
it's a little bit about Pokemans, and it's a lot about... It's a lot about Dick Cheney.
I'm just yeah, yeah.
Anyway, Brent, it's your turn.
Continue on.
Continuing on, Mr. Ellis Bayoud. I think that's how you say it. Hey, guys, I love the show, and I'm a long-time listener, but it's a little long. Try to stay focused and don't get off topic much. It's funny, but when it becomes random, it gets weird, get back to the podcast.
I cannot
ask us to stay on topic.
I cannot say we will adhere to that.
To be fair, none of these random frags are on topic. Like every time we read a new,
it's because they're new random.
That's the point. But he's complaining about the randomness when it's a random frag. Like that's the point of it. You know?
Yeah.
Going back, he says. Also, I want to know about this Jerome. I have no idea how to spell it. Guy, you keep talking about.
he should not be listening if he doesn't know who Jerome is.
Search Jerome.
Turn the show off now. No, yeah. We're just kidding.
If you don't know who Jerome is, you don't deserve to live.
Jerome is the guy that they modeled Tartarus after.
Yeah.
He's if you don't know who Tartarus is,
I don't know why you're listening.
Okay. Good stuff.
I think that's the easiest way to say it, don't you think?
Yeah. I don't know how to explain Jerome. He protects Bungie employees and Bungie property. I mean, that is his sole job in the world.
I mean, wasn't he in a VidDoc or something? What was he? No, he was on a episode of the Bungie podcast, right?
Yeah, he was on an episode of Bungie podcast.
Yeah, so this
where he talked about his career.
I don't know which one, but go through him and whichever one that he was on, you can listen to. He's the security guard at Bungie, the head security guard. He's the one that fought a bear.
Yeah, he did fight a bear for real.
Hans.
He says that the bear beat him, but I think he's lying. I think he wants to like keep an ace in the hole. Like you never know how strong he is. You know.
You think you're strong, but then
you get your hands around the bear. You realize you ain't strong.
You ain't strong.
If anybody could take on a bear, though, it's Jerome
or Chuck Norris.
Yeah.
Or Destin with a sniper rifle. One of the three.
I think you can pull that out.
Well, that would be like a bad story. Like that seems like that like show up on CNN, you know, front page. Deranged gamer takes sniper rifle and kills innocent bear.
Kills smoking a bear.
It's just got like this picture of like raggedy old Dustin like going to jail. He's like he has mugshots.
he's drinking a margarita as they're getting.
Yeah. He's got like Zima drooling out like the side of his mouth.
He looks at the camera and goes, "You think you're strong, but when you grab the bear, you know you're strong."
<Not strong. laughs>
I gave that bear what he deserved.
Anyway,
3/4-inch hole in the head.
One.
Oh, sniper rifles.
I got a no scope. He got a no. Oh.
Talking about sniper rifles, let's read the next random frag.
Yeah, look at that.
Is X snipe up X?
You like to read the XX ones, don't you?
Yeah. Just something Dustin says the triple X's.
After Dem Apples, this guy's next gamer tag is hilarious. After Dem Apples.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's pretty good. We'll get there.
Okay. Snipe Up writes, "Hey guys, thanks for reading my submission on the show. I didn't mean to insult you guys about the whole perfection thing."
Why are you talking in a British accent?
What?
Who's talking in a British accent?
Oh, it sounded like you were there for a second. Sorry.
What?
Chip Chip Chilio, hey guys.
Hey guys. What's up?
Anyway, keep going.
Chip Chilio? I mean,
he's British. I don't know. Maybe that's why you were saying it, because he's British. He probably is British.
Probably.
I can do with my Arab talk.
Welcome to the quick... I'm just kidding.
About all your memories with or about the original Xbox Live service on the original Xbox. Since they're killing the service in April, I am terrorist.
What?
I'm joking.
You can't be a terrorist if you're the guy from Quickie Mart. Like...
He's a guy that makes sense. Come on, for real. I am a bull.
Says keep on plasming trucks. Okay.
Welcome to the Quickie Mart.
You didn't even finish reading what he was saying.
Well, when he wasn't going off on his racist tirade, we're over here actually trying to read the submission.
Oh, my bad.
Dustin.
Yeah.
What? Talking about terrorists.
Since killing the servers.
No, yeah, killing the servers. He's a server terrorist. Right. Yes.
What's wrong with you? Don't even talk to me. Just don't even talk to me.
Don't even. Yeah.
The servers.
What if he was from Chile? What then? What if the servers got destroyed in the earthquake?
Yeah, you know? I mean, that wouldn't be very funny now.
That wasn't a terrorist act, Dustin.
Anywho.
They're not killing like the servers. They're just killing...
The people.
The servers.
The earthquake didn't kill any servers. It just knocked some buildings down.
Okay.
Good news, guys. The servers are safe. Okay. We can still play Halo 2.
There will be no kidding today.
Welcome to the Quickie Mart. Anyway, okay. We got Dem Apples. He writes, "Hello to all of my PodTackler Halo fans," which I guess they are his fans. I don't know.
Yeah.
I had to put in my first submission a comment on the travesty of losing the Halo 2 Xbox Live service. Wah wah wah. I've not played Halo 2 since 2007, but once I heard of the news, I was quickly online and continued my Fragfest, which was short 700-day hiatus. That's like a long time.
That's not short.
I would like to encourage all my fellow H2 gamers to warm up the Halo 2 disc and bring it back for a few more months to finish this thing strong. By the way, have you guys checked out the Halo Legends DVD? Yes, I have. If so, what are your thoughts? Okay, wait on 1 second. I thought it was pretty cool.
About that.
But nothing special. On a side note, it was nice to hear from my favorite Bungie employee, Frankie. I don't know why he was your favorite. Anyways, let's keep on fragging on Halo 2, of course. A guy from work who never wears deodorant and causes obese women to croak over due to heart attack due to the amazing greasy funk radiating from those unprotected pits. Go Gators. Yeah, especially you would say Gators after that. Shouts to... Oh boy. Canton, Iceman, the Pumas, and Condor. Dem Apples signing out.
I know that Dustin's favorite, former Bungie employee now, is Frankie. I know that Dustin loves Frankie.
Yeah,
former.
Right.
Former. Name
he
another
is a former.
Former.
My Earth, my
name a number former that you like.
Mark Hoberman, or Max Hoberman.
Okay.
I think that's his name, yeah.
That doesn't count, because he makes his own, he owns his own company now. Does it count?
Alex Seropian?
Okay.
Does he count? He started Bungie.
What's he do now?
He has his own company. He's got I think he owns Wide Load Games, that's what it's called. He's the founder of Wide Load Games. He's making that new game, I think it's called Guilty Party by Disney. Disney's Guilty Party.
Oh, yes? Oh,
it's like a New Age Clue game or something. Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Anyway,
moving on to Master Beef. Hey, Pod. He spelt PodTag wrong, too. It's funny. Hey, PodTag, it's Master Beef. I just wanted, as I am want to. Oh, I guess he said want. Right? Technically, this is not an incorrect word. Well, I guess it is. I guess I just wanted it. Want is a word. W-O-N-T is a word. Wanted is not a word. Okay, so he just wanted to say that I have been listening for a while now, so this is my first submission. Keep on fragging. Do you know what would happen if Chuck Norris and Jerome fought? Believe that after the explosion died down, we would find only a grav hammer broken in half. I must be a master of this.
Look how he spelled half.
P-H.
I'm not going to stand here. Yeah, I'm not going to sit here and just make fun of his spelling. Like, I mean, it was good enough that I could, like, pronounce it. If I can read it and know, the phonetic pronunciation.
He spelled Gravhammer right. He spelled Gravhammer right, but nothing else.
He didn't spell it.
The only thing he spelled right was Gravhammer. And he didn't spell believe and explosion, so he knows how to think blue.
Or a podcast, or listening, or won't.
He knows... Weapons. He can do that pretty well.
Yeah.
Everything over. No, okay.
Well, I mean, he's got his priorities straight.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Likes to blow crap up, but he doesn't like to spell. I mean, whatever.
Back in philosophy class, I guess about a week ago, there was a guy, and we were reading Nietzsche, and I guess he read the word
from want, Chile.
W-O-N-T, and he, like, raised his hand. He's like, yo, professor, is this word supposed to be spelled like this? He's like, I never, did he spell it? Is this a typo? He's like, what word is it? It's W-O-N-T. Is this supposed to be W-A-N-T? He's like, no, that's a different word. He's like, oh, is this the old English spelling? He's like, no, it's a completely different word.
What's it mean?
Want. Want is like, it's something that you're accustomed to doing. It's something that you do frequently. So, like, so you say, like.
An established custom.
Greg and I host podcasts as we are wont to do. That's how you would use that word. As wont to do, that means that we're accustomed to doing it. It's something we do frequently. Uh-oh. It's a completely different word than W-A-N-T.
So, like, Dusty wants a Zima, right?
No.
No.
The correct way of that is Dustin drinks Zima as he is often wont to do. And even saying often is redundant. So it'd probably just be like, Dustin drank a Zima as he is wont to do.
That sounds too Japanese.
That's your grammar lesson for tonight. That's your English lesson, folks.
Brent.
Straight from University of Texas at Dallas.
Dr. Gamer, to the grammar room, please, Dr. Gamer.
Professor Gamer, I have a question. What is this word? That's want. What? Want.
What?
I'm going to punch you in the face. Is it as I want to do?
You used it right. Good job.
Yes.
Oh, man. We are masters of the English language.
Yes. Slowly but surely.
Iconic Dubliner writes in, I listened to the podcast up until their departure.
Who departed? Well, whose departure?
I'm confused. Anyway, it's been a while, almost 3 years, and I was wondering what they're doing now?
Do you mean spell check? Because it's only been like a year since Fumo left.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Splee Cheeks. Yeah.
Maybe talking about Splee Cheeks.
I forgot about him, yeah.
But Splee Cheeks is not more than one person. He may seem more than one person, but he's not. His magnitude, yeah, maybe.
If we're talking about them, then okay. Give us some context next time.
Fumo's riding a bike somewhere or running, and JDB is eating pizza in New York or doing something that New York people do, eating a hot dog or something. I don't know.
Yeah, fixing up.
Fix is over here in Tulsa.
He's twittering about heavy rain, as he has what to do.
He does that all the time.
Like, he posted a video up, like, a couple days ago on Twitter. Like, I guess they have Twitter videos now. Yeah. Like, short little 30-second videos where it was raining in New York on the day heavy rain came out. He's like, yo, this is JVB. It's raining on the day heavy rain comes out. Pretty ironic, huh? And I was like, yeah. I love JVB. He's pretty awesome. We need to get him on the show more often.
Yeah. It's raining here. And, you know, it's the release of heavy rain. So I'll just
it's heavy rain in here, too.
We're here for the national release party. God heard that heavy rain was being released today, so he made it rain heavily.
My wife loves heavy rain. It's true.
She loves listening to it at night. It helps her sleep.
Yeah. Okay. She loves to hear the story of the Origami Killer. It's an awesome game.
I'm going to keep reading.
Oh, man. JVB's awesome.
Bionic goes on to say, why'd they leave a podcast? I thought it was great. They kept me coming back each week, as well as keeping me involved in Halo. Since then, I've moved away from Halo, unfortunately, and onto Call of Duty. So is that basically saying we suck, or?
No, I guess. That's how I read it.
I mean, we
are obviously like secondhand here.
He just said inferior. I stopped listening. He said, I stopped listening, and since then I listen to Halo. I play Call of Duty now, unfortunately. Because, like, I'm guessing he wishes he played Halo because he can listen more, I guess.
If we didn't suck, he'd still be playing Halo.
No, he said he left after the show ended, and he just never came back. And now he came back and figured out that
we sucked. He came back. Who are these guys?
Who is this?
This isn't Fumo and Spellcheck. This is like two idiots and Greg. Like, what?
I remember that G. Lewis guy from back in the day. Charge of that Proby and all stuff.
You were still back around the original podcast.
Yeah, you were around before me, weren't you?
Yeah, I was an overlord before you.
That's why he would remember you. That's why we'd be the idiots. We're obviously the smartest.
I was a mod, and I was the community guy.
I was lucky enough Fumo even considered letting me do the podcast.
I remember when you recruited me into Pro B.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a fun day, huh?
Yeah.
I remember that.
I remember getting a shotgun spray that day. That's pretty funny.
Dude, Pro B, I will say, was the shiznit.
We were awesome. Pro B was great.
Dude, those days were awesome.
Those were the days.
And you knew where you were then.
Every day we had a clan match between Pro B and Pro A. That was so awesome. And then we had like tryouts. Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was what I remember, the tryouts. That's how you recruited me.
Yeah.
Because I remember I beat out Riss Pablo and he got really, really sad.
And he had to go to Pro A and he almost quit because he wanted to go to Pro B.
I know. He hated it. Like, he's like, I want to be with Greg. This isn't fair.
Was it Lone Banana Phone, though?
He was in Pro A.
Yeah, he was Overlord, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
I remember we beat Pro A out in an accidental matchmaking session on a BTV. It was a big team battle, and I think you were there, too.
Yeah, I was playing.
But we went into matchmaking, and we just accidentally got matched up with Pro A.
It was like our best players versus like their mediocre
versus
players.
Low Banana Phone. So it was obviously just, you know, cakewalk.
It was like us and Dalpech.
It was a little kind of unfair, but yeah. We still won.
Dude,
it was on headlong, I remember. I think it was a CTF match.
Yeah, it was. I think we won 2-0, too.
Yeah.
I think we scored the second one in like 30 seconds.
Oh, yeah. We just ran in there and like jumped down. The Warthog was waiting. Just took it home.
Yeah, Brent was driving. No, I'm just kidding. Anywho.
To answer Bionic's question, they just basically moved on to other things.
Yep.
Yeah, JVB is hosting the post-game report, and Fumo
is running.
He runs. That's what he does.
He runs like every day.
I don't even know if he has a job. Like he runs to.
No, he has a job.
Well, he runs. Yeah. He says I've never heard him talk about his job. He says he runs to work. Well, maybe that is his work. Maybe he just runs.
He just runs to the park and runs back.
Like every time he runs, he's running to work.
He's like, oh, I'm at the park. Oh, I'm at work now. Okay, time to run home.
That would be a great job. I think that Fumo would love that if he could just run all day and get paid for it.
I think Fumo should start a podtacular.
I think that JVB should start a gaming podcast.
He has one.
I know.
Just start a new one.
Just start like, start a podcast network, really.
The JV
Bizzle. That's what GCN is.
But he didn't start it. That was Godfrey's.
I know. That's.
Well, actually, it wasn't Godfrey's, but it was basically Godfrey's.
Pretty much. Anyway, you should go listen to the post-game report with JVB if you get the chance.
Up next, we got What You Talk About, Willis, and he writes, always eat your pancakes with lots of syrup. Chocolate syrup is fine. Molasses for you old timers. And from there, we're going to wash it down with some sarcastic soda.
I did not even see that connection there.
Nice transition.
Hey, what's up, Podtacular? This is my first submission. Time to do the grunt. Happy birthday. Woo! Which I guess Dustin forgot to make over the week.
Yeah, I haven't done that yet.
Oh, I know the VidDoc submissions were last episode, but I thought I'd put this one out there and say that the game looks awesome, and if you stop the video at around 3 minutes, 2 seconds, on the screen, third screen, there is a picture of you pointing your new assault rifle at an engineer. Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
So it looks like they're making an appearance in Reach. Keep up the good work. And keep on fragging trucks so they will flip over and kill the noob who team kills because he wants the gun the other person has and sucks at it.
Okay.
Yeah. When we washed it down with some sarcastic soda. I was waiting for that this whole time that we were just talking about.
You're just waiting for it. You're waiting for the kill.
I need my sarcastic soda.
to wash this pancakes and molasses down. Some chocolate sauce. Anywho.
Well, Brent, take the last one.
All right, let's get the Gamer 28. Hey, it's Flippin' Dude. If you don't know who that is, too bad. And I wanted to say that if the Arbiter has a beard in one game, I think that Jerome or Jillian Michaels should be the voiceover.
What?
Master Chief should be Jillian Dwayne. Michaels? Jillian what? Michaels is an aerobics expert.
She's the lady from The Biggest exercise. Loser.
Yes, I know, but why her?
Because she's manly.
Because she is manly. She's got more testosterone than I do.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Master Chief should be Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I agree with that. I also agree that an ODST game should be made after Reach.
Yes.
ODST, yeah. And keep on fragging the people that think the Master Chief died and that think that me, yes me, the host of this episode, think that the Gamer 28 is my favorite person ever. Hopefully you just said that you... that like. Okay.
So he just
who thinks the Master Chief died?
He just said keep fragging the person that thinks that he is the best person ever. So
no, I'll frag that guy all day long. All right.
Anyway, so Master I don't know. Maybe some people thought he died, but in Origins it's weird because she talks to him in Origins. And, yeah. But it's not her voice, and it just sounds weird.
It's Jillian Michaels' voice.
Yeah, that's who it was.
She just does all the voices in Halo Legends.
Yeah. I am Spartan 1337. That was so dumb. That was so stupid.
Okay.
That does sound stupid.
Moving on to Customs and Creations. What was that?
I don't know.
That was the Customs and Creations sound, Dustin.
The king is here, back again.
That's actually the sound the PS3 Fat's internal clock makes when it breaks down.
Oh, that was my Sony. That was my PlayStation. I just turned it on, actually.
You turn it on, it goes... Your PS3 Fat doesn't work.
And then all of a sudden, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, some dude with a big old cane just comes in and pulls your PS3 from the side, you know?
Lay him off, Johnny!
Up next, we have Monster Man 159. Brent, it's your turn.
All right, Monster Man 159 says, "Hey, it's Monster Man 159. I have a map and game type for Foundry. It's called Chaos.
That's good.
It's a fun map for 8 to 16 players. Any less than that, and it just isn't fun." It's not fun unless you got 8 to 16 players.
So if you don't have a lot of friends, just don't even worry about this submission.
I have zero friends, so this submission means nothing to me.
Just stop listening. If you only have 7 friends, if you only have 6 friends, then it's pointless to continue.
I only got, like, you guys. So this map is, like, completely worthless to me.
Don't worry. I could invite some people.
We have people. Right. We know people.
No, we know
people. Yeah, we know. We have connection. It is a boxed-in arena that is full of weapons that respawn really quick for lots of ammo.
Oh,
it gets pretty insane up in there. What problem?
Let's get retarded in here.
You had to bring that in, didn't you?
You should have said it as it gets pretty retarded in there.
I'm not going to say that.
No.
Anyway.
I'm not messed up like you, Greg. I'm a professional podcast host.
This
is what I do for a living.
I am quoting a professional song.
How do you think I pay for my ramen every May, you know? Ramen isn't free. It's
I
just
love my yakisoba so much.
Oh, man, that's too expensive for my taste. Wow. I can only afford some, you know, some top ramen on occasion.
Oh,
Maruchan.
Dude.
Okay,
returning to the customs and creation that Monster Man 159 has sent in, he goes on to say one problem is that some people spawn outside, so the only way is to commit suicide to actually play the game.
Then just don't make them spawn outside. Get rid of the spawns.
The spawn points.
The game is 3 rounds of open slayer to 50 points, so that way it's far not just one lucky kill. If this message doesn't come out before the dead air for Left 4 Dead special, you'd better do it quick before the next Left 4 Dead game comes out. But keep on fragging noobs who can't do any game right and gets killed and torn into a million pieces by the drill of the Big Daddy in BioShock.
Oh, the Big Daddy.
Big Daddy.
Big Daddy. I hate those.
Yeah, some of these submissions are a couple months old. So.
Oh, look, Shishka wrote something. I spelled it wrong.
No, Shashka.
Shashka, yeah.
Anyway, is it my turn? No, I think it's Dustin's turn. It's
my turn.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, you get the long one.
Oh, you get the long. God.
Proceed.
I get two of them. Ding, 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 ding. Little Dude 1337 writes in.
Little Dude Leet. That's how you should have said.
Leet?
Numbers there, so I'm going to say.
I'm Leet. I'm a Leet little dude. I'm Napoleon.
Hello, Duststorm, question mark, and fellow guest hosts. I have, no props for Brent or Greg?
Apparently, Greg. Well, he goes on to say G. Lewis in his later. Second post. I don't get mentioned. I'm chop liver over here, so.
Chop liver.
I'm chop liver.
Well, this is probably submitted back when you weren't on, so.
Oh, okay.
These two are back from November.
Okay, so, that would have been before my day.
Yeah, I was just a wee little podcast host.
I'm just a little dude back then.
He says I have the approval of two of my friends, two new customs and two new creations. Both go with each other. My first custom and creation is called Predator, and my creation. What?
They're both called Predator.
Yeah, his map and his game type are both called Predator.
Game type called Predator. Mm-hmm. His infection game on Foundry is an open maze map, and the humans move 125% speed, high gravity, regenerating grenades, and infinite ammo. The Predator has low gravity and is invisible, and he, the last man standing, has low gravity, same as the Predator, and insta-kill. The second game and map is Teacher on Classroom. The classroom gravity hammer, a Spartan laser, so the students don't assassinate him. Invincibility, which you can still assassinate through invincibility.
Yeah.
And infinite ammo. Students have magnums, brains, and the ability to cause mayhem.
That's nice.
Yep. I had a naughty dream about Teacher on Classroom once.
Anyway, continue.
Moving on.
Keep on fragging people who play lone wolves that veto or leave until they get swords on who knows what. And keep on fragging Arthas.
Arthas Minethil from World of Warcraft. He turns into the Lich King. I love me some World of Warcraft lore.
Who beats the hell out of Chuck Norris, who kills G. Lewis and takes his stuff and befriends Duststorm, who kills Nene and... Takes.
So I. Wait, hold up. Are you trying to say that I killed? No, Duststorm kills Nene. Okay, never mind.
Oh, I thought he was saying that Duststorm kills the Lich King. I was like, what?
Who kills Nene and takes his hide to make it into a watch that gets stolen by Bambi, and kills Duststorm? What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Bambi kills the Lich King and then steals Dustin's watch.
Spartan and
C51 out. P.S. Storm, will you accept my friend request?
Yeah.
I have.
I'm Dustin, and I'm going to accept your friend request.
I'm Napoleon. Absolutely.
It's like Hitler getting banned from Xbox Live. Same
I suggest sending Duststorm as many friend requests as possible, even when he denies them.
He'll eventually do it.
If you spam my inbox, you will be blocked.
You will be banned. Duststorm is a secret Xbox Live mod.
I don't know if you read his next one, but his next one is about the same game type and map.
Oh, is it?
It is? Oh, yeah, it is. Kind of.
Yeah.
We'll remove it then.
It just explains it. It's the same exact thing. But he has a second one that's not the same one.
Oh,
actually, no, it's the same thing.
Bomb apartment on Bomber Arena?
I mean, but read it. Zombies have 10%, 20%. Yeah,
but it's a little different.
It's a little bit different.
Okay, second part of his second submission is he has another game type called Bombardment and Bomb Arena. Zombies have 10% speed, 200% jump, AR invincibility, and alphas have brute shots. Human has normal speed, 150 jump, invincibility, and magnums. There are tons of bombs where the humans spawn. Avoid being splattered until time runs out. Warning, do not go through the teleporters or you will be killed. Well, that's it. So, another fragging. Keep on fragging. People who hate WoW, who play Call of Duty, who eat overgrown pancakes, and who read and play PSP at the same time.
PS. Fair. What if you have the comic book application or whatever they...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the new thing. No.
But you can't use it because... No, I'm just kidding.
The internal clock on the PSP doesn't work on leap year on 2010.
No, doesn't work either. So we don't need to worry about that. So you can't frag those people because they can't read today.
Oh, I know why Dustin wanted to read the second post.
Oh,
it all makes sense now.
Yeah,
go on, Dustin, read it. Read the PS.
Continue.
I'm a little freaked out by this, actually.
I don't think you're freaked out. I think you're flattered.
Yeah, right.
It's not your gamer tag though, so you're fine.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
He says, "I'd love Dustin, read my post, please."
Please.
Oh, we did.
Oh, he did. Don't worry about
he
it.
He did. Anyway, he wrote both of them.
Next one, we got Shashka, and he said, "This is my first submission. Yay! I made a map on high ground. It's based on one flag. So everybody spawns with plasma pistols, and the attacker spawn at the beach while the defenders spawn at the base. There are snipers and splazers among other weapons at the base, and no weapons on the beach. But there are warthogs and a ghost and a tank down at the beach, so the guys at the beach charge up to get the flag. But once they have it, they can only get in the passenger seat. It maccas for a great team play.
It macchios for great team play.
And I'm going to read the next one. Is from Wakashi.
Wakashi.
Yeah, say it right, Greg.
Wakashi. It's like, what was that thing you guys wrote about that last episode? What was it?
Shin Megami Tensei!
Yeah. Here's a link to my map for Dry Bones, and he has it in the show notes. So you guys can
get
that. Wakashi. But Shashka, I guess that sounds pretty cool, though. I would never like to be in a tank on high ground.
Tank?
I guess you can, but I didn't know you could put a tank on high ground.
You can put a tank there, but what you only can do with it is use it from afar. You can't.
You can move forward like 2 feet and then hit a wall.
Blog blog.
Honk.
Blog honk.
All right. Go, Brent.
Moving on to IJLK 147.
This is actually DeStef. So
it's DeStef now, but
it's DeStef is one at the end. So this is
all right. Hey guys, it's DeStef here with a few cool customers. I made a map on the sky. But the sky bows, there is a big ship.
And
I guess that'd make more sense.
This is the new version. This is
sky bows.
Sky bows.
This is like Tybo.
This is like the Bose audio system. All right.
And double time.
So you made a map on sky bows. There's a big ship and a platform on opposite sides. One bomb variant. The platform has three banshees and two. Hornets.
Hornets.
Two turrets and two hornets, maybe. Okay. Infection variant, not too far from the ship. There is a bridge of pallets that the zombies can also use a man cannon. Slayer, same as one bomb, but more power weapons and a sniper platform. Check my BNet file share, because I have file sets.
Which he actually got banned. Which, if you read from the earlier one, it got banned, so it's not on there no more.
So yeah, don't go looking for Def Step stuff. Just don't do it. Keep on fragging. I guess Nene.
Nana.
Except it's not Nene. Keep on fragging Nana, who stole the watch that Stommy Please stole, and then killed himself by drowning himself in a turlet. I would post on the forums, but it is said that my parents had to sign a piece of paper.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does English class not exist anymore? Has that like ended since I was in elementary school?
Yeah, they don't have it no more. It's actually being taken over by recess because kids people are getting too fat.
Well, apparently it hasn't. I was about to say because people are they're still fat and it's not working.
Greg, just think about what you just said. They don't do it no more.
Oh, okay.
They don't do that ski no more.
They don't do that stuff no more.
They do it everywhere. Which you're wrong. That's wrong.
I'm from Georgia. Come on, for real.
Yeah, I mean, we get a pass because you know we're from the South.
Yeah.
Well, he gets a pass because he's from Georgia.
We don't got no rules down in Texas.
No, we won't. Whenever we want, because we the biggest, we the best. Don't matter.
Anarchy in Texas. Come on down. Oh man.
Anyway, the next one, I'll read it if Dusty doesn't want to.
Oh, if you want, go ahead.
It's Spartan QXZ93. And he writes, "Hey Podtacular. I've been working on a map in the skybox of Sandbox. It's entitled H34V3N, which is a mouthful.
Heaven.
Heaven.
Oh, heaven, which can which can be found in my file share, which is not banned. It's not 100% complete as of yet. It still needs to be tested. It's meant for one-side objective games, aka one bomb, one flag, etc., etc. If anyone could test it and send back feedback to my XBL account, I would greatly appreciate it. Anyway, enough of my rambling. Time for me to end this. Keep on fragging F650s driven by stone grunts who are being chased by broods on folding bikes while Stomach Police sneaks into Dusty's house and takes all the watches before being caught by G. Lewis, who's wearing Chuck Norris anus armor, powered by the blood and sweat of Brent and Lancelot, who are forced to watch Barney nonstop while chained to a wall a meter from TV with their eyes open, held by duct tape stolen from Walmart by a bum who then sold it to JVB for $20. This message is brought to you by the number 42, the letter K, Pepsi, Ford, and the game, which I and you all just lost.
Yeah. Oh, the game is stupid.
If you're in the game.
I didn't know they had F650s. I thought the biggest one was an F350.
Apparently you were wrong. This is a new one. This is the F650.
The Ford. I get it now.
Yeah, Ford F-150.
Yeah,
gotcha. That's a classic one. But this is the Ford F650.
I didn't know they had.
Actually those big old things in Avatar that knock over the tree. That's what.
Yeah, that's great. Like I would drive one of those.
No, that's what an F650
is. Holy
crap! Those
are huge.
That's what an F650 is.
They actually do have F650s. Wow.
Yep, great stuff.
Did you just Google it?
Yeah, I did.
It's like, I gotta know, man.
What is this?
I gotta know what this F650 is.
Dude, like, we could just rename this show The Story of DeStef 117, because if you read his last one, it's like a chronological thing of going like on the, between all of his posts.
Book of DeStef.
Anyway.
And DeStef begot Stall Me Please. Who begot Caleb Henley? Who begot Spartan QXZ93? Who was the son of a squash farmer?
Oh, anywho. Man. All right, Brent. I mean, all right, Dust,
moving on. Is it Dustin Cern? Yeah.
It's Dusty.
Go get some, Dustin.
Caleb Henley writes in. Speak with a Chinese accent.
Oh, hero.
Are you Scooby-Doo?
Huh? Raggy?
Wow.
Oh, hello there. Peter Chow here. And I have no idea what Customs and Creations is. What?
You can read it. Keep on going.
You go. Well, you almost finished it, Greg. Go ahead.
What is Customs and Creations here? That's it. End submission. No more to say. Please explain.
Please explain, please.
Please explain.
Haven't figured it out already. You've said something for this show before, which surprises me. But anyways, Customs and Creations is for custom maps that you make with Forge or game types that you make.
Yeah. Except you don't.
So, yeah, about
it. Apparently it's mandatory to make sure that you don't spell anything right when you submit it. So, make sure that you, like, write really, really poorly when you send it.
Peter Chow here. Wasabi.
Oh, that stuff is nasty.
I had a girl in Shanghai the other day. I had to take her to the student union. She couldn't find it.
Did she drive a Hyundai?
Well, she drove something other than a Toyota because she would have been dead.
She had an F650.
I read something funny on Kotaku today. I think it was Kotaku, where somebody left in the comments. I said because they were talking about the PS3 breaking down. The PS3 fat doesn't work today. And I guess they said, one guy commented, I guess Sony is pulling a Toyota here, aren't they? And then the next guy said, no, the Sony PS3's clock stopped. Because the whole point of the Toyota, I got it. I don't think anybody else will unless
it's the guy below him.
Oh, yeah, the guy was commenting on his comment.
Yes, but I don't think that guy got his comment. Pulling of the Toyota thing.
It was because it broke, Brent.
But you.
Never mind. I know. Fail is a fail,
regardless of how it failed.
I know where Brent's going with this.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. That was the joke. He said Sony pulled a Toyota, but the clock stopped.
Unlike the Toyota. It can't stop. The brakes don't work. I got you.
Oh my god. That joke became less funny the more we thought about it.
Anyway, we got the watch stealer up next.
Yes, yeah. Stalmy, please.
Mr. Stalmy, please.
Still waiting for a couple of my diamond watches back. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I would like to see those in full return.
All right.
Mint condition with the certificates, please.
If you haven't melted them or resold them, I would like a 10% interest return on that.
No, forget that 30%. We talk about 10%.
You get a 10%.
I'm being nice. First incident, 10%.
If you work at Best Buy, you get like 20% off your rent.
Plus interest.
Yeah.
Anyways, stall me, please. Writes in, hey guys, it's the watch dealer here with my custom and creation. Seeing that this is possibly the last custom and creation show, I made sure I got in one more. I went through my maps and realized I have one map of, I guess, I haven't touched in months. It's called Temple of Fate, and it involves two layers on sandbox. I'm basically stuck right now, so if anyone wants to help, please message me. That's funny.
I'm stuck, and I can't get up.
Anyways, for the last...
He was in Chile when the earthquake happened, and he's underneath.
He didn't have life alert.
That's my creation. Keep on fragging the kids who stole my iPod at school. I guess that was karma.
Yeah, you steal my watch, he steals your iPod. That's what happens.
iPods.
Who uses iPods nowadays?
People with iPods.
On a plane.
If you think about it, the iPhone in many ways is like the next evolution of the iPod.
Yeah.
So if you're using an iPhone, you're using kind of an iPod in spirit, really.
I don't know. We sell an iPod still.
Yeah.
So anyway, the next post concludes the story of Steph. The Steph
one. The Book of Da Steph, 117.
Chapter 3.
As told by Greg.
Hey, everybody, it's DeStef 117 with a custom. Okay, I made a map on the crypt. I'm guessing that's the lower part of Sandbox. What am I saying? There is one huge base for one team and three bases for the other team. There are many vehicles and weapons. It's a lot of fun. It is not on my file share because it is in sad face. What? I forgot to say it is banned because before it was banned, so... it's banned. And he writes this to say that he is on Tay Forms. Yeah! Shout outs to John, Pandalord, Dustin, Angie Lewis, and Brent. Install me, please. And not using commas. And Chucky J. Also, there is a big mini boss in Borderlands named Jerome. It was cool. Is he okay, a big guy using
update.
A glass hammer?
Apparently the PS3 error is over and it's fixed.
It's over?
Oh. As of 3:30 Pacific.
Oh, man.
At the start of the show, Armageddon was imminent.
We will restart society on the Cape of Good Hope.
By the end of the show.
Sony officially blamed a bug in the system's internal clock for the error that rendered numerous PS trophy-enabled games unplayable. So trophy enabled games. So I guess games that didn't have trophy were fine.
Thank God I got achievements.
They
said if you turned on your PS3, you were screwed.
Well, they have a release now that says it's over.
It doesn't matter now. It's over.
Bring out your dead.
Oh, that was good.
Bring out your dead.
Bring out your dead.
That's what
they're
saying.
Not quite dead yet.
Oh, it's too right. It's just a fortnight.
Oh my god.
That concludes this show.
The story of DeStef.
It's truly over too quick, you know. We didn't get enough DeStef, I don't think.
I'm sure we'll get some next time.
We need some more of the DeStef. The continuing story of DeStef. Continue next week.
Okay.
The unofficial DeStef podcast.
Next week we will be doing Collins and Tails.
Again? We just did it last week.
No, last week was
Call of Duty versus.
Yeah, we've been doing.
Halo.
Yeah, it's been about a month since we did.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let's get it. We haven't done a tip show in forever.
We did tip show before the last call-in.
Before the last call-in.
Yes.
So it's.
Or after. Hang on.
Before.
What?
I don't know.
We should do a
what?
Tip show next. Prince like, oh, what? Yay!
I love those Dave Chappelle skits, Bull Jump.
What? Yay! You know, what we should do? We should do a Tips and Halo 2 show because it's ending.
Get Dave Chappelle on the show?
Halo
yeah.
2 multiplayer Tips show. Let's do it.
We did...
No, Halo 2 multiplayer Tips.
On the week of February 8th, and then we did multiplayer Tips on the week of February 10th.
Oh.
So...
I think we should do a Tips to Halo 2 multiplayer show.
You want to do a Tips to Halo 2 show?
Yes. It's leaving. We can't do it again.
Okay. We will do a Tips to Halo 2 show then.
Brent, what do you think? Is it good or bad?
I think you have the final vote. Should do a PS3 fat... like
Candlelight Vigil.
Like a retrospective on what it was like. Like we need to record this stuff so that our grandchildren will know what we went through on March 1st, 2010.
A day which will live in infamy.
Like a World War II documentary.
I remember like it was yesterday. I was sitting there recording with Greg and Dustin, and we couldn't play Calling All Cars on a PSN on our PS3 fats because the clock didn't work.
But by 3:30 Pacific time, we was
it was working again. Sony fixed the problem
and thwarted the world destruction that was imminent.
What did you feel that day?
I felt lonely. I didn't have many friends. That was all I had.
I couldn't get on. What was that called? The social network they have on the PSN?
Home? PlayStation Network.
No. Oh. Yeah, home. I couldn't go home that day.
Oh boy.
Oh dear.
Okay.
What do you guys think? Halo 2 or Collins and Tales from Foxhole?
I'd say Halo 2. It's our last chance.
We should do... Well, hold on. Maybe we should do Collins and Tales from Foxhole, and then we do a campaign Halo 2 show, and then we do a multiplayer Halo 2 show.
I think that we need to center a show around Dustin and just, like, talk about Dustin the whole
show. Why me?
But you can't be here.
You can't talk about me. I'm boring. No, you can't talk about Greg because he lives a secret double life. So the only person we can talk about, truthfully, is you.
But
you're not boring.
No, Dustin's like, I'm drinking
this. I'm not boring.
Think about it. Podtacular episode 219, The Life and Times of Dustin Pettigrew.
Oh, jeez.
That'd be great. I'd listen to it.
We could do a roast of Dustin Pettigrew.
Or everyone to tears.
We should do a roast.
They would. It would be such an inspiring story that by the end of the podcast, people would cry.
We should do a roast and have Flava Flav on.
What year did Halo 2 come out? 2004?
Yes. Yeah.
Think about this. All of the 12-year-olds that listen to our show right now would have been 6 back when Halo 2 came out.
Came
Put that
out.
All around in your brain for a while.
I don't know. I kind of like Greg's idea with the whole Halo 2 campaign and multiplayer thing. So
yeah,
like a greatest moment. Like we can do a greatest moments in Halo 2 campaign, and then a greatest moments in Halo. Like it can be
okay.
Oh, that could be the Foxhole one. It can be greatest moments from Halo 2.
It's just us old timers, you know, remembering Halo 2. It's gonna be awesome.
That's what Tales from the Foxhole. We're gonna do Tales from the Foxhole and Collins.
That's what we do every week anyway.
And then it's all going to be from Halo 2.
Next week we're doing Collins and Tales from the Foxhole with heavy emphasis on Halo 2 stories.
Yes. Yeah.
Except no one has Halo 2 stories because they were 6.
If they were 12.
Okay.
If they are 12.
If they are 12 right now, have stories to give us.
Well, some of the old people that have rejoined the forums might send in
They need to. We need to get more of those people need to submit.
You need to get
submit.
Too legit
to submit. That doesn't work.
That's backwards. Hold on. Yeah. Too legit to not submit. Too legit to. There we go. That's how you say it.
Yeah. I think Greg and I have more than a few stories about Halo 2.
Oh, back in the day of Podtacular Pro B and Podtacular Pro B property, we were poning. I just remember all the games you played, like Ultimate Snipers on Ascension. I just, you know.
We can still play those.
We need to play them.
Last month.
We don't got much time left.
We can still do it. I didn't know if you knew that. But.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and wrap the show up.
Okay.
Send in your comments, questions, and submissions to submissions@podtacular.com. Our show is community-centered based on your submissions, so be sure to submit. Watch podtacular.com for an invitation to submit your stuff for next week's show.
Show.
Oh, yeah. Be sure to check out our website, podtacular.com, and while you're there, come drop us a line in the forums and get involved with the community.
Thanks to everyone that contributes to Podtacular by dedicating time to lead events, helping us out with the bills by being KBC and donating to us through PayPal, following us on Twitter and Facebook, or subscribing to the show on iTunes and the Zune Marketplace.
Yeah.
Check out the other shows on the GamerCast Network, GamerTag Radio, Uncle Gamer, Sarcastic Gamer, the GCN Video Game Show, Post Game Report with JVB and Destructoid.
Destructoid.
With Jim Sterling.
We should just say every single one of them. Gamertag Radio with Gottfried. Uncle Gamo with Paris. Sarcastic Gamer with that guy who makes the funny videos.
I love how you don't know that guy's name.
I don't know his name.
He's just
I don't
the dude that makes the funny videos.
I don't know his name. What's his name?
I don't know his name either.
How you killed your brain.
Okay. So next week, Collins and Tales from the Foxhole with heavy emphasis on Halo 2. And until then, I am Duststorm.
I'm G. Lewis.
And I'm Brent Gamer.
That's his real name.
Keep fragging fat PS3s.
We always say until next time, we are. I mean, are we really going to change? Do we need to promise our listeners that we won't change between now and the next episode?
No, between now and next time,
I don't know. I might not be Duster anymore. My gear.
I know. I might be the same, but I'll just have a space in my name.
I'll be the same.
You won't be Brent Gamer. You will be Brent Gamer.
I'm not changing nothing. You can't fix perfection. Right?
It's true.
Oh! Snap!
Snap, mother Frenchie.
Shut up, Jake! Dick Taney! What do you...
I almost called him Jake Taney.
I know.
This week on the GamerCast Network, Odd Toy will probably talk about Heavy Rain and what a courageous, interesting failure it is. Gamertag Radio has an interview with Promethean Marketing about their upcoming iPhone game Tweet Defense. Episode 88 of the Sarcastic Gamer Blue Show features episode 1 of Sarcastic Gamer Black. Discover the community that brings you all these great podcasts and more at GamerCastNetwork.com.